And we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll stick around for this hour. We've got a lot of good sounds lined up. And we're going to start off with a group put together by Buck Clayton, mostly Basie alumni. It's from an LP, a Columbia LP entitled Songs for Swingers. And it has Buck on trumpet, Emmett Berry on trumpet also, Earl Warren on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Dickie Wells on trombone, Al Williams on piano, Herbie Lavelle on drums, and Gene Raymond on bass. It's a tune Buck wrote entitled Swingin' at the Copper Rail. And was Swinging at the Copper Rail, a group put together by Buck Clayton with Buck on trumpet, Emmett Berry on trumpet also, Earl Warren on alto sax, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Dickie Wells on trombone, Al Williams on piano, Herbie Lavelle on drums, and Gene Raymond on bass, from a Columbia LP recorded in 1958 entitled Songs for Swingers.
I'm going to return now to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, trumpet man Harry Sweets Edison. This is his sextet from his album on the Verve label, cut in March of 57, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. And this is an all-star aggregation, if there ever was one, besides Harry on trumpet. We've got the formidable tenor sax sounds of Ben Webster, one of the great tenor sax men of all time. Oscar Peterson on piano. It speaks for itself to the quality of the pianist. Barney Kessel was back here on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Irving Stoller on drums. This is a little thing put together called Blues for Piney Brown. Piney Brown was owner of a bar and club in Kansas City in the 30s, where the famous Joe Turner sang. And so Harry Edison, having those Kansas City jazz roots, put together this little thing called Blues for Piney Brown. That was a nice medium 12-bar blues called Blues for Piney Brown from Harry Edison's Sextet's album, Gee, Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Great solos all the way around. Harry Edison on trumpet. The inimitable Ben Webster on tenor sax. The great Oscar Peterson on piano. The always swinging Barney Kessel on guitar. Great timekeeper on bass, Ray Brown. Alan Stoller on drums.
Well, next we'll hear from Clifford Brown and Max Roach from an LP entitled Brown and Roach Incorporated. It has Clifford on trumpet, Max on drums, Harold Land on tenor sax, George Morrow on bass, and Richie Powell on piano. There is no shortage of sad stories about jazz musicians, but Clifford's is one of the saddest of all. At the age of 16, he was working in the jazz clubs with some of the top names in the business. At the age of 25, his career and his life ended on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And that was definitely a loss for everyone. Fortunately, he left behind a significant body of work. So let's listen to Clifford and Max Roach on this tune, a Victor Young, Ned Washington tune entitled I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You.
Thank you.
was I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You, a group led by Clifford Brown and Max Roach, with Clifford on trumpet, Max on drums, Harold Land on tenor sax, George Morrow on bass, Richie Powell on piano. It was an MRC LP recorded in 1955.
Go back now to Sweets. By Sweets, we mean, of course, our highlight artist of the week, Harry Edison, and this is from his album simply called Sweets, cut on a Verve label back in L.A. in 1958, September of 58. And he brings back in with him into the studio, again, Ben Webster on tenor sax. He brings back, again, Barney Kell on guitar, and now we have Jimmy Rawls on piano, Alvin Stoller on drums, Joe Mondragon on bass. This is a little blues put together by Harry Edison and Ben Webster, probably right in the studio before they record it, and it's called Walking with Sweets. Thank you. ABC's 12-bar blues put together by our highlight artist of the week, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet and Ben Webster on tenor sax, ably assisted by Barney Kessel on guitar, Jimmy Rawls on piano, Alvin Stoller on drums, Joe Mondragon on bass, a little thing called Walking with Sweets.
Well, next we'll hear from a group put together by Bob Brookmeyer. It's from a United Artists LP entitled Kansas City Revisited. It's got Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor sax, Paul Quinichet, the vice president, on tenor sax, Nat Pierce on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Addison Farmer on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. And it's a tune written by Basie entitled Blue and Sentimental.
Thank you.
That was Blue and Sentimental, the old Basie standard, with Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, Al Cohn on tenor, Paul Quinichet on tenor, Nat Pierce on piano, Jim Hall on guitar, Addison Farmer on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. From a United Artists LP recorded in 1958 entitled Kansas City Revisited.
Here's Harry Edison Quartet live at the Hague in L.A. in Hollywood, 1953, with Arnold Ross on piano, Joe Comfort on bass, Alvin Stoller on drums, Pennies from Heaven.
Thank you.
Hi, our highlight artist of the week, Harry Sweets Edison, live at the Hague in Hollywood in 1953. That was a little jazz bar that was across the street from the Brown Derby, and all the movie stars used to come over to the Hague and listen to the Jerry Mulligan, Chet Baker, pianoless quartet, and then they brought in Harry Sweet Edison, and he was quite a favorite there. What's up next, Al?
Well, next we have the Bill Evans Trio from a Riverside LP entitled How My Heart Sings. It's got Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israel on bass, and Paul Motion on drums. And it's a Dave Brubeck composition entitled In Your Own Sweet Way. And it was Bill Evans' trio with Dave Brubeck's tune In Your Own Sweet Way, with Bill Evans on piano, Chuck Israel on bass, and Paul Motion on drums, from a Riverside LP recorded in 1962 entitled How My Heart Sings. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll come back and join us next week. And on behalf of my co-host, Kent Lindquist, I'm Al Korns. We hope to see you then.